time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Steve Price. He is with the USU Extension here in our area in Carbon County. We're going to talk about a couple of different things. There is a hay donations that they're looking for the Navajo Nation. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the mysterious Chinese seeds that have slowly made their way into Carbon County. And then, of course, we'll talk a little bit about the plants and the area and what to be looking for this time of year and what's going on with them. Steve, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start really quickly with the hay donations that you guys are looking for the Navajo Nation.
You bet. So basically, it's been kind of a perfect storm of events that have caused an issue there. Between coronavirus and the drought that's hit there even harder than we've been hit, a lot of folks are having a hard time getting a hold of hay. So they are trying to look for donations from anywhere, particularly smaller bales, three-string bales. A lot of those folks don't have the equipment to move big bales. If folks are wanting to donate, they can reach out and find areas to do that.
And you said the best place to do that is to go to the Navajo Nation's website.
Yeah. Their website will direct you to contact information for each chapter, so you can find the people to contact directly, and they'll let you know how best to help.
Okay, so let's take some time now and speak about these Chinese seeds. Okay, when we were discussing it off the air, there's nothing there that's really a danger health-wise to anybody, correct?
No, as far as we know, there's not really a danger. The kind of recommendation is that you're just being careful as you're messing with those, or if you find that it's seeds, that you take precautions. But it's mostly just a plant health issue, not a human health issue.
And how are people receiving these? Just through the mail? They come in the envelope, or
they come in a standard padded envelope. A lot of times they're not even labeled seeds. They'll tell you that there's jewelry in them or beads or who knows what, but then you open it up and find that there's seeds that you didn't buy.
And you said that some of the seeds, what kind of seeds are they?
Oh, it's a mix. They've been getting fruit seeds and vegetable seeds and weed seeds. Pretty much anything under the sun. It's kind of a filler. They're not really any particular type of seed. It just happens to be what they're stuffing those packets with.
And you said this is just another, it's kind of a variation of another scam that's been going on for quite some time.
Yeah. So they've done this before with beads and other whatever's pieces of plastic. Essentially, they're just sending them out and then using false reviews to boost their online sales, and so those sort of things we don't care about. But because they are weed seeds, that's what we're concerned about.
And you were saying one of the issues with them being weed seeds is you don't know what they are, and they could be something that could be potentially harmful to crops and stuff in the area.
Yeah, right? And you know, a lot of our noxious invasive weeds do come from other areas, and so we don't want to have something introduced that shouldn't be here. And you really can't, a lot of times you really can't tell what that plant's going to be. But also, in addition to just being maybe a problematic plant, they could harbor viruses or bacteria, which if it were to jump to, say, an agronomic host, corn or wheat or alfalfa, you know, we could be in trouble. So we just want to take precautions and keep those from going in the ground.
So what is the best thing to do with them when they come in? Now, is there anybody out there that would like to see these, to examine them? Or is it best if you just throw them in the trash? What's the best thing to do?
There are. So the Utah Department of Agriculture, they have a seed lab up in Salt Lake City. They would like to see them. So if you get some in, one, if you open the packet, go ahead and just put them in a Ziploc bag so nothing's going to get shaken anywhere or lost. Save the whole thing, labels, package, all of it. And you can go online and find their address and send it directly to them. If you get a package in, you can also bring it by the Carbon County Extension Office in Price, or Emory County Extension will also take them. I've got a few of them that have been turned in, so I'm just kind of sticking them together, and then I'll send them all up at the same time. If you don't want to deal with trying to send them off, you can also sterilize them at home. We're asking people not just throw them directly in the trash. Please put them on a lined baking sheet, cook them at 325 degrees for a half hour to sterilize them. That way they're going into the trash. Put them in another Ziploc. Then when they go to the landfill, they're not going to be
a nuisance.
Production. Producing nuisance. Anything.
And you were even saying that this is to the point now where the other day, I believe you said you were talking to the seed lab, and the FBI is involved in this even.
Yeah. The FBI has got involved. AFIS, which is a USDA organization. There's a lot of wheels turning on this, because it's not anything we need to be scared about. This isn't some terrorist attack, but it is an issue, just because we want to keep our plants safe and our agriculture stability healthy.
All right, so now let's talk about plant health in the area, because I can tell you right now, they're not liking the heat.
No, it's that time of year that a lot of things are just kind of barely hanging on. So just trying to hold everything for another few weeks until we start dropping a little bit of temperature, make things happier.
All right. Are there any bugs or any problems that people need to look out for right now?
So one we have been seeing a little bit here and there is, one, verticillium. So, a lot of times in our solanaceous crops, so that's, tomatoes, peppers, eggplants, they'll look kind of wilted. The leaves will start turning yellow, maybe crisping up to a brown color, and they're usually not productive. If you're seeing that you have plants that just have not produced anything so far, it could be verticillium wilt, and we can actually diagnose that fairly easily in our office if you suspect that. But if something hasn't fruited yet, I would say go ahead and take it out of the ground. It's getting late in the game, so you might as well get it out. Don't throw it in your compost pile, because it could survive that process. So just go ahead and throw it in your normal pickup bin, and try to rotate your crop to something else next year.
Okay, and then really quickly, let's talk about squash problems.
Squash problems. So, squash bug is an issue. There's no magic fix. Just try to kill them when you can, smash them when you can. We also do occasionally see, during the heat of the summer, those plants will sometimes go sterile. The flowers will go sterile. So sometimes during the heat, you'll see these little tiny green zucchinis that get about finger size, pinky size, and they just kind of shrivel up and die off. It's probably sterility, and it's okay. Just take them off the plant if they're dying or getting wilted. And as we cool down a little bit, those plants should keep producing until frost.
All right. Stephen Price with the USU Extension Office, thanks so much for taking out the time to come in and join us today.
Thanks for having me.
Now, for more information on videos like this, you can always check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 AM.